All right. We've got this was a superpowers team up story this week.
Yeah.
Julie and Maxine.
Yeah, the youngs and the olds came together. Maxine and I tag teamed a story, as you said. A few months ago, when it was just starting to get cold out, I spent a very interesting Friday evening in a remote corner of Horse Barn Hill watching a group of students practice all manner of lumberjack sports.
Lumberjack sports?
Well, inexplicably, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You blared from a nearby building. The Yukon Woodsman is a team here at Yukon. It's a club sport here at Yukon, one of these amazing things that we have that people may not know about. They compete in, as I said, lumberjack sports. So log rolling, they start fires, they chop with axes. They play this game that's sort of like cornhole with axes and logs. It's really...
There's axe throwing.
Really cool. Something like that. Yeah.
That's a thing now in some bars.
Yes. No, there's axe throwing establishments. But these people are serious and they're awesome. And no experience is required to join their club. They are looking for some members. In particular, they are looking for some female team members because that will help them be able to compete in more competitions. And I went out and talked to them and Maxine put it all together.
Although the traditional American lumberjacks aren't around today, the Yukon Woodsmen are keeping woodworking alive. From chopping to log rolling to everything lumberjack, the Yukon Woodsmen do it all.
Everything's based off of stuff that lumberjacks would do, like as a as their job. So there's chopping, which chopping out a tree, rolling logs around, and there's some other really weird ones where there's one that's called fire build, which is you have to build a fire and boil water as quickly as you can, which is based off of some competitions that lumberjacks would do to see who could get their coffee boiling the fastest.
They told Julie the Woodsmen welcome students of all ages, from freshmen to even alumni.
I had class with the president of the club, and he's like, oh, you should check it out. And then I didn't even know this was a sport. I didn't think it was real to begin with. I'm totally new to the whole culture. And he was like, yeah, you should do it because we need more women on the team. And I said, okay. And the rest is history.
How long have you been doing it?
This semester. Okay. A month or so, 2 months.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
It's interesting, and it challenges you to do something that you never thought would be possible. And so when you do it, you really see progress within yourself, and it's inspiring because you can take that and apply it to other things like your academics or whatever else you're going on in your life.
Very cool.
Like, there's one thing, it's like axe throw, and me and Lauren were trying to figure out how to do it because everyone's doing it so well. So we're like, okay, it's not an axe. We're going to pretend it's like a bag of flour or something. And we use a lot of like analogies and metaphors, and then we got the technique down finally.
Cool.
But like, it's everything that you could think of with axes, saws, chainsaws, and wood.
So my name is Pete. I graduated last year, was on the team for 3 years, and just had a ton of fun with it, competing and traveling all over to competitions. And
do you have like a proudest accomplishment on the team or best
last
moment?
Last year, when I was a senior, I competed in the steel qualifiers. It's like they're collegiate qualifiers, and if you win that, then you go on to semifinals in Wisconsin, I think. I didn't win anything, but it was still a lot of fun to compete.
Hi, I'm Mitch. I'm a sophomore here, a mechanical engineer. I first got into timber sports when I was a kid, actually. I wasn't actually competing as a kid, but I used to always go to the Goshen Fair in the Litchfield, around that area, and they always had the woodsman competitions there with, like, Mike Sullivan and, like, all the really, really good guys, so I used to watch that all the time. They used to do, like, the wood carving competitions and where they would make the chairs, and my sister got the chair, like, 2 years in a row. Like, Mike Sullivan gave it out to her. So it was just like a really cool moment. And when I was coming to UConn, I was like doing a little research on like clubs that I could join when I got here. And I saw the Woodsman Club and I was like, I have to go to that. So I came and I met the team and I just started practicing. And it was just tons of fun.
Very cool. Do you have a favorite memory from your time so far?
So far? I don't know. There's a lot of funny memories. I would say the last meet was a lot of fun. We got to introduce a lot of new freshmen to the sport. And we got to see how they compete and all that stuff. And we did really well in a lot of events that we've been practicing really hard over the past couple weeks. So it was just like a really like proud moment to see everything like kind of came together, you know?
What do you like the most about being part of this club?
Definitely the people. People in this club are really great. It's kind of like what makes or breaks any club, to be honest. Everyone's just like here to have a good time, and they all like the sport too, which makes it a lot better. Like, no one drags their feet to practice. It's always like, better part of the week.
Believe it or not, the UConn Woodsmen aren't the only college woodsmen out there. Dubbed Timber Sports, the teams compete in several meets a year.
So it's kind of like a track meet. So who we compete against is a whole bunch of other universities and colleges, like the University of Vermont, New Hampshire. We have Colby College, Dartmouth, and quite a few more, like ESF and Paul Smith. There's a whole bunch of different events. Some of them are team events, so you do all together, like log roll, team cross cut, pole toss, packboard. Then you have your triple events, so three people. And you have typically two triple events because you have six people on a team. That can be chopping or splitting usually. Then there's your double events, and then you also have single events.
So we're going to do pulp log,
which is pretty much just like cornhole, except with giant logs.
Okay.
Four logs, and you have the two sticks for the pit. It's usually 20 feet apart.
I brought it together.
And you do three people on each side because it's a team of six, and you throw the logs back and forth. It's 1 point per log that lands within the stakes, and then you try to get up to 48 as fast as you can, 48 points.
Yeah, so you try to have to get the logs to land at least within the two stakes. If they land short, then you have to pull them behind the stakes, and just one person will take, throw them.
And how far apart are the stakes? And how
20
far?
Feet. For meets, there's usually three different, sections or divisions. There's men's, women's, and Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill is going to be usually three men and three girls, but sometimes it's like they don't have enough girls for a whole team, like we don't, and they'll do, a whole women's team, so they'll do, a Jack and Jill that's, four or five girls and two or one guy.
How heavy do you think those logs are?
They're pretty heavy. Ours are heavier than what we usually use in competition.
That's probably smart, right? Yeah. So they're easier?
Yeah. Though it does also depend on the school.
All right. Nice.
What we try to do for practice is every time we miss one, we have to do five push-ups. You usually get pretty good pretty quickly. We'll do call-outs, too. So we're, standing on, opposite sides. So the person here, I guess she would be calling out for her. That side would be the outside, and this side is the inside. And so you would call the direction that you want them to, have it land or, throw it.
Come on, tip up, Sean, tip up. There you go, outside. Outside.
What would you do with the chainsaw in competition?
So there's two events with it. One's stock saw, a stock chainsaw at normal. It's just the fastest, whoever can cut down and then cut back up the fastest. And then there's also another one, it's called distack, and it's however many, we call them cookies, it's just pieces of wood. Mm-hmm. You can stack on top of each other before you knock it over.
Do you like keep it?
Yeah, we put it in one of those stands, and it's all about pulling the saw out of the wood the fastest.
So it doesn't fall, right?
So yeah, it doesn't, okay. If it lands back on the chain, it'll throw it out.
You can find the Yukon Woodsman on Facebook.com/YukonWoodsman and at Yukon_Woodsman on Instagram.
That's very cool stuff.
Super interesting.
Fortunately, we have lots of forests around us here.
We, in fact, have a Yukon forest.
We do have a Yukon forest. Yeah, it really made me, again, wish that I knew that these things were happening when I was a student. Not
Same
that
here.
I would have done that, but it was really cool.
do we really want Julie throwing?
I don't think you do. I think that's very new. I've done it at those places, and it's a lot of fun. But
those things kind of freak me out. What if it comes right back at you?
Super liability issues. I don't know how they get insured, but that's not what they do at the Yukon Woodsman.
They don't throw axes at each other.
No, they don't. They're very safe.